Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering life's little, and sometimes big, challenges. We all know that feeling, right? Like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions, saying yes to things you don't want to do, and ending up exhausted and resentful. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of demands, opinions, and expectations? Well, today we're diving deep into setting healthy boundaries, because, let's be real, folks, this isn't just about being selfish. It's about protecting your sanity, your energy, and your overall well-being. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your invisible fences, the safeguards that define what you're comfortable with, what you won't tolerate, and what you're willing to give. They're not walls. They're lines in the sand that help you navigate a world that often tries to push you around. Here's the deal. Setting boundaries isn't about being mean or saying no to everything. It's about being intentional, assertive, and respectful of yourself first. It's about recognizing your worth and making choices that align with your values, your goals, and your happiness. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build those boundaries like a boss. 1. Know yourself. This is the foundation, folks. What makes you tick? What are your non-negotiables? What drains your energy, and what fills you up? Understanding yourself is the first step to knowing what needs protection. Think about it like this. If you don't know what you want, how can you say no to things that don't serve you? 2. Communicate clearly. Saying yes when you mean no leads to resentment and burnout. Be clear, be direct, and don't apologize for prioritizing your needs. You don't need to overexplain yourself. A simple, "I appreciate the offer, but I won't be able to make it," is often enough. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Listen to what others have to say, too, and try to find mutually respectful solutions. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Think of no as a complete sentence. You don't owe anyone a lengthy explanation or justification. You have the right to decline requests that don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying no to something often opens the door to something better. 4. Set realistic expectations. We can't do it all, folks. It's okay to admit when you're stretched thin and need to prioritize. Don't overcommit yourself. Learn to delegate tasks, say no to extra projects, and make time for self-care. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. 5. Be consistent. The key to establishing healthy boundaries is consistency. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. Don't let people push you around or guilt trip you into changing your mind. Remember, you deserve to be respected and treated fairly. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling multiple projects, meeting deadlines, and dealing with demanding colleagues. Suddenly, your boss asks you to take on another project, one that's already beyond your capacity. Your mind races, trying to figure out how to squeeze it in while still managing everything else. You start to feel the familiar pressure, the exhaustion creeping in. But this time, something's different. You remember what we talked about today, those healthy boundaries, right? So, you take a deep breath and calmly say, "I appreciate you thinking of me for this project. However, my plate is already full with mention your current commitments. I wouldn't want to compromise the quality of my work on these existing projects." You then offer alternative solutions, like suggesting someone else who might be more available, or suggesting a timeline adjustment. You stand firm, confident in your decision, and you know that you've protected your time, your energy, and ultimately, your well-being. See? It's not about being rigid or uncooperative. It's about being self-aware, assertive, and respectful of yourself and others. Remember, setting boundaries is an ongoing process, a journey of self-discovery and continuous improvement. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble. Just pick yourself up, learn from the experience, and keep practicing. You got this. So, head out there today with those boundaries in place, ready to navigate this world with confidence and clarity. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of saying no. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.